Okay, well, thank you, and welcome back to this hideously large room. I'm sorry we have to meet in such a huge format, but as you know, given the intensive state of the negotiations, all the smaller rooms are being used by smaller groups acting in a non-transparent purpose. So we're just here to fill in time for everybody else while they finalise rules, services, trade facilitation, and NAMA. So I'll have to filibuster here for a while until I finalise the rest of it. And I thought I would do that by giving you an account of where, based on the consultations I've had in the new year, I think we are. I didn't want to just turn up and convoke an informal open-ended without having first tested the waters, as it were, and got a view that I was reasonably confident informally from you as to how you all thought we should proceed. And I've been spending the time, as you know, most of you know, perhaps all of you know, largely with individual delegations and groupings that are all familiar to you, just to get a sense of what you felt was the right way to proceed in the circumstances in which we find ourselves. And my understanding of where those consultations leave me are roughly as follows, and I want to share that with you, and I want to make sure in a room like this that you're all comfortable with that, and I'm happy to react to anything that you want to say at this stage. And if by the conclusion of this discussion there seems to be comfort with where we should go, I just simply suggest something very simple, which is we then get on and do it, and then we come back again and review where we are. So essentially, the feeling I have is that what I propose seems to sound sensible to many delegations, namely that as chair, I will conduct consultations largely with the groups like the G20, Cairns Group, G33, ACP, you name it, basically any group that exists. And I think the only one of the settled groupings that I haven't, as it happens to this point, met with is probably the RAMs, but I'll do that as well. And that we would, instead of spending the majority of our time on process, as we've done up until now, largely, although not entirely, we would use the opportunity of these meetings that I would have with the groups individually and separately to review, if you want to, as the group concerned, a general view and the balance of the text that's on the table in front of you, which could be communicated to me. I got that idea, I think actually it was Faisal who suggested it in a G20 meeting, and it seems to me to make a lot of sense, but presumably it would only make sense for those groups that want to take, if you like, a global view of the negotiation in agriculture. It's not precluded that you'd want to say things outside of agriculture in the course of those discussions, but I, of course, wouldn't listen to anything that you said other than what you said about agriculture. For those groups that wanted to do that, more than happy to have that as one of the things that would be broached in that conversation that one would have. But for a number of groups which tend to be rather more focused in their interests, it may well be the case that you wouldn't want to have that. You'd rather deal with specifics. And certainly I think that that's what we should spend in these individual consultations our time on, specific issues. And the way that I envisage that would happen is that I would have a quick chat with the chairs of each respective group and indeed individual delegations. I'm not quite sure whether the Commission's a group or a delegation, but whatever they want to describe themselves as, they presumably would want to have some airtime with me, even though they don't have G in front of their description. And the question would be, which two or three issues would you like to focus on for the initial consultation? And already in the discussions that I've had with individual groups, I've got reasonable clarity from some of them on what they would like to focus on. I mean, I take a wild guess that in the consultation with the G33 they might want to talk about SSM. I could be wrong, but I think there's probably a good chance that would be something that would be the subject of discussion. And similarly with the SVEs, I guess they might want to talk about SVEs as relates to the modalities, and that's pretty clear. So, you know, that would be the format. Now, I would imagine that what we could do is we could have a couple of rounds of those consultations. There are a lot of groups, as you know, and there are a number of individual delegations that don't really belong to groups, but which probably need to have a little bit of attention from me as the chair, shall I put it? And if we're going to meet, if I'm going to meet with all of you sequentially and separately, that will take a bit of time. And so I figure that probably we have two rounds of those consultations. And I would think that if we had two rounds of those consultations, given the number of consultations I would need to have, we're probably looking at about a month or so of time to elapse for those consultations. Now, I don't know, and I wouldn't try to predict what would come out of those consultations. Certainly, from my point of view as the chair, it enables me to get directly from you delegations, admittedly, separately and individually, the things that are weighing most heavily on your mind about the text. And it ensures that even though I don't think, and I think it was a general sense that I got from the consultations that I'd had, that suddenly moving to a more collective, open-ended or Rumi-type process would be probably more confusing than enlightening at this point. So it enables me as chair to get a very clear view without all the confusion that arises from a free-for-all in here straight away of the things in the text that you have difficulties with or indeed misunderstandings of, and we can have I can have a clear view or a clearer view on what your agendas are in relation to it. Just to give an example, I mean, some of the things that were in or are in that text reflected discussions that I chaired right at the very end of July last year, where I thought with groups which were represented by various members, we had reached, had we gone to print in July, a possible consensus text on a given issue. But in fact, you know, when it sees the clear light of day, as it did in the draft in December, then it, you know, some members say, "Oh, hang on, I didn't think we'd agree to that," or "I think you might have, you know, got it around the wrong way." So we need to talk about that, and at least it will enable us to have an initial. I can have an initial. Sight of areas where there are genuine misunderstandings as opposed to standard negotiating positions, which of course are a different matter, but enables me to see where there are issues that might need to be fixed and would give me an action agenda of things to come back to. Now, I'm not saying that that is a process that should be the defining process that we have for what remains of whatever work we have to do until we get modalities. But I do think, and the sense I got from the consultations was that everybody is prepared to give it a go for a couple of rounds, a couple of turns of the carousel, I think that's a good idea. But beyond that, I have an open mind. And I think the sense I got from all the consultations among you was that you all had an open mind too. As I said in the facts convening this meeting, I certainly would say that I would have a preference that sooner rather than later, after we've had those individual consultations, it would be desirable for us to move back into a more traditional format. And by more traditional format, I mean something closer to the room E end of the spectrum than, say, the Walk in the Woods were. And, of course, a more substantive review in the form of open-ended like this. When I say roomy end of the spectrum, my feeling at the moment, and it's only a feeling, is that the Walk in the Woods exercise had its day last year when it was tailored to the circumstances that we found ourselves in last year. At the moment, I don't think we're in equivalent circumstances. And so I wanted to make clear that I'm not particularly disposed at this point to see walk-in-the-woods type discussions as the way we would want to go, either right now, as I'm proposing we have these carousel consultations instead, But to be honest with you, I think it's probably unlikely that there will be a case to move back to that very early in any case. But I won't rule it out. But I don't think we should be looking to revive those at the moment, or indeed if ever. I think if we are going to move back into another format, I think it should be closer to Rumi than to anything else we've done. I say Rumi because I have a great and enormous personal preference for Rumi over Room D. As you know, while we were waiting for the return of the gods, as I call them, Rumi was wired up for interplanetary travel, and there wasn't enough chairs available for mere mortals like ourselves to go and use it in the last half of last year, so Room D was the only option, which I find, just for some reason, a room I don't like very much, because I hate sort of sitting up on the podium as if I'm some kind of lecturer and everybody's sort of down below you and nobody can see each other and suspects that somebody's doing something behind their backs. Of course, the truth is that nobody's ever doing anything, but that's the sad truth. But at least in Rumi, you have a much more intimate environment. So for the moment, Rumi is now available to lesser mortals. It's back in its old configuration, and apart from the odd bird bashing into the window, it's a more congenial environment. So I think that we should at least begin to think more seriously about trying to move back into that format as soon as we feel that we can constructively engage with each other. For the moment, I think a kind of hub and spoke arrangement of the kind I've described makes a bit of sense. But I think the sooner we can get back together again and make some progress in a roomy type environment, parallel with an informal open-ended as well, that would be desirable. But as I say, that's pretty much an emotional preference. I do think that we should review where we are in about a month's time, after we've had a couple of rounds of consultations, and collectively decide whether it's time to move into that format, or whether you want to keep going in the carousel consultation format. We don't need to decide that now, but I think we certainly need to come back together into an informal open-ended and review it, I would say, in about a month's time. Now, ideally, if the consultations go quite well, I would, in that informal open-ended, imagine that I give you my best assessment of where those discussions were, and the usual thing would happen. You would all wonder whether I'd been at the same meeting that the rest of you had been at, and point out that you had a rather different view of things. But hopefully, one way or the other, we would have a few issues, maybe several issues, but a few issues that would precipitate out of the consultations that could then become the focus of us to have a more intensive multilateral exercise. But I certainly hope that it happens that way. I don't myself think that there's any point me sitting up here and inventing four or five issues just for the sake of keeping agricultural attachés occupied for the next little while, thereby maintaining the belief, I can hardly say in the wider community, because I don't think the wider community would pay much attention, but I mean among ourselves, that somehow the substitution of invented issues means that we're making progress. So I don't want to do it that way. It might look nice and neat, but I think it's better that it comes endogenously out of the process, the things that we would want to focus on. So I say that because I just want to give a fairly clear sense that I would hope that we would use these consultations as a real effort to advance the work rather than just to going through the motions, so that we can explain to capitals why we're still here and shouldn't be recalled in order to do real work at home. So we should try and use them to really isolate the issues that need to be dealt with collectively and set out some kind of agenda for those meetings. That's how I hope we would proceed. Now, I don't think there's much more that I need to say about that. I hope that's reasonably consistent with what has come out of the consultations that I've been holding. I think Rebecca managed to break the record for being present at more consultations than anybody else. She was at four of them, I think, one way or the other, because of Cuba's membership of various groupings. So I'm sure there were slight variations each time she heard it, but if I'm way off the reservation in terms of what was coming out of those discussions, she more than anybody else has probably got more exhaustive records of what happened in those discussions than even I have. So that's what I would propose, and if that was the case, I would be in touch with your with the chairs of your groups forthwith. It would be a matter of just nailing down the two or three issues that people want to have discussed in the particular group, and then I would set out straight away an agenda of meetings starting next week, and we'd just move continuously through that, and you'd all be coming up to New Zealand Mission just like was done in the Walk in the Woods exercise in that sense, and having those discussions. But there would have to be a maximum number of in your groups of about 20, because the rooms don't get any bigger at the New Zealand Mission. But that would be basically the format. And I have nothing else to add. I hope that sounds reasonable to all of you, but I'm happy to be persuaded to do things a different way if anybody wants a different way to proceed. Okay, if that all seems fine, don't call me, I'll call you. Thank you.